Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, October 19th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, the president will address the nation tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. He's going to talk about Israel and Ukraine. And he's going to say the United States will pump more money into those operations. I'll explain it to you in a moment, why this is happening and whether it's a good or bad thing for the country. But President Biden is really in trouble right now. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So I'm going to report the latest polling. It's from CNBC, NBC News, very favorable to the Biden administration. And it's just Armageddon. The job performance numbers are now slipping into the mid-30s for Biden. And you can't recover from that. If the Republican Party had any kind of cohesiveness, which it does not, they would just walk in to the presidency and probably win the Senate and the House next November. But again, the Republican Party is very problematic. Okay, so Biden tonight is going to say, look, we have to defend Israel, and that's correct. We do. All right, you just can't let terrorists murder innocent women and children stand by. If we do that, we're not really America. And then he's going to say we have to stop Putin in Ukraine, which is also true. It's true. Putin will run wild if he gets control of Ukraine, which he will not as long as the West supports it. So some data, USA to Ukraine from 22 to July 31st, 23, $77 billion. All right, it's according to the Council of Foreign Relations. Enormous amount of money. All right, and it'll be more. And Biden, because Biden's a huge spender. So Israel gets $4 billion every year and has since 2009. All right, so we just kicked Israel that money to defend themselves primarily. So Joe Biden doesn't care about spending money, and he's going to be dead when the bills come due. That's not mean. I'm not being mean. That's a fact. All right, 20, 25 years That's when all of this massive spending is going to really kick in and harm the nation, unless we get a balanced budget amendment out of these pinheads in Congress who are pretty much incapable of doing anything at this point, both parties. So Biden didn't care. He just spend. That's all he does. Biggest spending president in history by far. He's only been president for 3 years. Trump was a big spender, but nothing like Biden. Okay, so with these poll numbers and with his popularity, Joe Biden's popularity crashing, his administration has to prop him up. That's why I went to Israel for a day. Nothing wrong with going to Israel. You know, it's good to send a signal to the Islamic world that the United States is going to back Israel. That's good. That'll tamp down any people who are wavering. All right. Particularly Iran. Iran gets involved. You have to think that even Biden will punish them militarily. Now, Trump did it. Now, this is fascinating. So you remember my book, Killing the Killers, and I hope you read it. If you didn't, you can still get it. But the United States assassinated Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guard in Iran, who was in charge of Hamas, Hezbollah, and ISIS, and all of those people. All right, Soleimani was dictating what they do. We just blew him away, and we do a step-by-step in Killing the Killers how that happened. When he was assassinated, he was killed in Iraq, okay? The mullah said, oh, we're going to get the United States. Oh, yeah, we're going to take revenge. Never did. Why didn't they? Because Donald Trump made it clear if Iran did anything, their ports were going to be bombed and their oil fields were going to be bombed. And that would be the end of their economy. So the mullahs did zero, nothing. They fear Trump. And that's a fact. All right? It is absolute fact. And all of the intel services all over the world know that. So now we have Biden. They don't fear Biden. Why would they? Biden is taking no punitive action against Iran at all. None. So I'm not saying, because I don't think it's logistically possible for Iran to insert itself in the Hamas-Israel situation, because Israel could bomb their ports and oil fields as well. And Iran could shoot down some planes, but they have no air force to speak of. They can't move troops into the Middle East. Logistically can't do it. So Iran will saber rattle, but I don't think they'll do anything. But if they did, would Biden take aggressive action? I don't know. I don't know. But his administration has to prop him up. So he goes to Israel. One day, comes back, and tonight, as I said, he gives the nation a speech. And the speech will say, we're going to back Ukraine, we're going to back Israel, we're going to spend more money, and we're the stalwarts of democracy. That's who we are. Okay. What else is he going to do? All right, he's falling apart, has to do this. It's not wrong. I'm not one of those who says Ukraine should be on its own or Israel should be on its own. It's not wrong, but there's a reason it's happening, and that's a memo.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. $1 billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill. Or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. So let's go to that poll that I cited. It's a CNBC poll, all right? And 36 Democrat, 38 Republican, independent 19, fair survey, right? First question. In general, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing? Approve 37%. Unbelievably low number. Disapprove 58%. All right. Second question. In general, do you approve or disapprove of the way Biden's handling the economy? Approve 32%. That's an unbelievably low number. 63% disapprove. Now, why? Okay, we're not in a recession. It's because of the inflation for necessities. That people go to the grocery store and a gas station, you got to pay double sometimes what they paid under Trump. Even the dumbest American knows that. Okay. Third question. In general, do you approve or disapprove of the job Biden's doing dealing with foreign policy? 31% approve, disapprove 60. Why? Because there's so much chaos. Every time you turn around, it's Putin, it's China, it's Iran, it's Hamas, it's Mexico, it's fentanyl, it's cartels. Every time you turn around, it's something else. And what has Biden got to solve any of these problems? Nothing. We'll spend more money. Got nothing. So again, even the dumbest, well, no, 30%, no matter what you say, they'll support Biden or whatever. And finally, if the election were held today, would you vote for Trump or Biden? Trump 46, Biden 42, undecided 12. Okay, so that is an interesting sample. Right there. Again, NBC News is not an enemy of Biden. They don't scrutinize Biden. They're favorable to Biden. And they paid for that poll. Okay. Who's propping up Joe money-wise? $71 million, third quarter, a lot of money. It's L.A. entertainment executives, primarily. So I got the numbers here for you. George Soros is the big boy. He continues to pump money into the Biden campaign. $250,000 he gave Biden on September 29th. And he just pumps and pumps and pumps millions and millions of dollars. Now, you are allowed to give $929,000 each election cycle to whoever you want. Almost $1 million. You go over that, then you can't. Then it's illegal. And believe me, every penny that Soros gives. So then we have Lorene Powell. She's the widow of Steve Jobs. Sports executive Casey Wasserman. He's a Hollywood guy. His grandfather was Lou Wasserman, the big movie mogul. Casino magnate Neil Blum. Real estate mogul Kurt Rappaport. Businessman Chaim Sabin. And philanthropist Ellen Bronfenhauptman. Now, most of those mega donors, they'll all give almost $1 million, are Jewish. Isn't that fascinating? Okay. And the guy who's heading up Biden's reelection campaign financing is Jeffrey Katzenberg. He's with Steven Spielberg and that little crew. So it's heavy duty entertainment money coming into the Biden campaign. I thought you'd like to know that. Now, the Jewish question is interesting because many, many, many American Jews are liberal people, particularly in New York City. All right. Biden is supporting Israel. So there's no reason for them to bail from Biden. And they like the progressive policies. That's, the left likes that, all right? So it's not illogical that this would be taking place. Okay, let's go to the media, which is really becoming a problem in this country. And I think you know that, which is why you're listening and watching me on the No Spin News. So the big story this week was the alleged bombing of the hospital in Gaza. All right. And now we find out, according to Bellingcat, an independent investigative non-government organization, the bomb didn't hit the hospital, it hit a parking lot. We don't have an accurate casualty count. Don't know how many people were hurt or killed. Now, U.S. intelligence says that it was a misfired rocket by Islamic Jihad, a Palestinian terrorist group. Okay, they're allied with Hamas. That's what U.S. intelligence says. I don't know whether that's true or not. How could I possibly know? But I'll report it to you because that is public. All right? Hamas says Israel did it. Israel says the terrorists did it. Again, this is a fair program. I'm reporting to you fairly. But there's another very troubling aspect to the reportage on the hospital. And I appeared on News Nation last night with Chris Cuomo, and here's what I said. Go. When the hospital was hit by a rocket, we had almost every major national outlet report that it was an Israeli rocket based upon Palestinian health authorities and what they said. Now, Cuomo,
AKA
you and
Hamas.
I have been in the business long enough to know. We've been in the business long enough to know. You don't report something like that based upon an agency
Hamas.
That has has no interest in the truth at all. None. But NBC, CBS, ABC Newscast all did. CNN did. AP did. New York Times, Washington Post, Boston Globe, Chicago Trip. Now, what do all those news agencies have in common that I just mentioned? What?
They are apparently not controlled by the Jewish media mafia that I have to hear about all the time. But what do they have?
Well,
what are you going to say? They're all lefties?
That. Yes, they have left-wing liberal management, all of them. And that's documented. There isn't one that I mentioned that isn't run by liberal executives. Now, there is a way to report a story like this, and you come on, and News Nation did it, so you guys know. You basically say a hospital was destroyed. We have not been able to confirm who destroyed it. Each side is blaming the other. Is that unreasonable, Cuomo, to report the story that way? Okay. Now, because the American news agencies reported in the beginning that Israel was responsible, according to Hamas, worldwide demonstrations took place. Because that goes, particularly CNN, which is seen everywhere, goes all over the place. All right? And the people ran out into the street. And those people want to believe that Israel did it. That's sure. But they're reinforced by this false reporting. Now, again, I'm just going to reiterate this. I'm a trained journalist. I have a master's degree. And anytime you report something that you don't know is true, you can't confirm it yourself. You give both sides. You say, this is the report, but Israel says this. Hamas says that. We don't know. That's not hard. Okay, that's just fair. So why aren't ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, Boston Globe doing that? Because they don't care. They're going for the headline. That's why. It's reaching a point where people are going to die because of false and incompetent journalism. All right, here's what we know about that hospital thing. This is what we can tell you so far. The death toll, according to the intel agency, is between 100 and 300 people. All right, that's what the Wall Street Journal is reporting, and I think that's accurate. All right. It is most likely that this explosion was caused by the terrorists, but I can't say 100%. And I hear a lot of conservative and right-wing commentators going, it's 100%. It's not. But it's most likely. All right? The evidence is almost overwhelming. But Israel is, you know, got their vested interests too. Okay. So that's where we are right now on the media. And folks know it. Here's a Gallup poll just released. All right. Republicans 28, Democrats 24, Independents 46. In general, how much trust and confidence do you have in the media? This is amazing. Great deal of confidence. Fair deal of confidence. 32%. Not very much, none at all. 68% of the American people don't trust the media. Which is why my agency at BillO'Reilly.com is the most successful independent news agency in the world. Because I'll back up everything I say, and if I don't know it, I'll tell you I don't know. Those people over there, I can't tell you how happy I am not to be in that precinct. I said this, and you'll find this interesting. Fox News had to pay almost $1 billion because of the botched coverage of the election machines. If you were watching the No-Spin News, you know that very shortly after the election 2020, I said there was nothing to that. And I lost 1,000 premium members by saying it was the truth. If I had been sitting in the chair at the Factor at 8 p.m. on the Fox News channel, when all of this allegations against these machines, voting machines, which all proved to be false, all right, that never would have happened. Because on my program, I would have told you the same thing I told you on the No Spin News. This is bogus. And none of the Fox people would have come up against me. No, they wouldn't. So I would have saved them almost $1 billion because it wouldn't happen. And nobody could ever come to me and say, you have to say this, O'Reilly. That's never happened in my entire career, almost 50 years, because I'd walk out. And they know that. So that's an interesting aside. But again, 68% of the American public does not trust the media, and it should be 100%.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Capitol protests yesterday. So another interesting story. So the far left is very organized, and they have email blasts going out to their progressive crew. And an email blast went out and said, show up at the Capitol Wednesday, yesterday, at 2:30 p.m. for a peaceful demonstration, but you have to be peaceful. And if you're not, we're going to come after you. So the demonstration was peaceful. So they went into the Sam Rayburn building close to the Capitol, but they not the Capitol. And they demanded that President Joe Biden and Congress call for a ceasefire in Palestine. Which, of course, would help Hamas. Right. Okay. So the police arrested a good number of them, 308 by airtime. It'll be more probably. And they gave them tickets, like a speeding ticket. Three were arrested for assaulting police. That's more serious, but they'll be out too. Now, I know I'm going to get mail. It says, well, January 6th, there is no comparison here. These protesters went in a legitimate way. They went through the metal detectors. They did all of that. And then they just wouldn't leave. All right? But they didn't get violent. They didn't break anything. So it's not the same. just so you know. Sidney Powell. Remember Sidney Powell? Put a picture up there on the radio. She's a lawyer that worked for Trump after the election. And Ms. Powell said the election was a fraud and the voting machines were fraudulent. She said all that stuff. 68 years old. She pled guilty today in Georgia for election interference. So Ms. Powell was sentenced to 6 years probation, $6,000 fine, and she has to testify in other trials, including Donald Trump's. So I don't know for sure, but it looks like she made a deal. She said, look, I'll testify against Trump and the others, but don't send me to prison. That's what it looks like. I don't know if that's the wording of the deal, but she did plead guilty, and you saw her. I never used her ever. Ever. Didn't trust her. Never. And I'm proud of the fact that I never used her. They call me all the time, her people. Oh, yeah, we're going to give you Sidney Powell. I said, not on my show. I'll put her on. You got to have a little credibility to get on the No Spin News and the O'Reilly Factor. But she had zero. I didn't use Giuliani either. Okay? Same reason. Now, the mayor, I know, and on other topics, he's good. He's good on crime. But this, election stuff, no. Okay, let's go to another poll from Larry Sabato. I used to use him on the O'Reilly Factor, and then we found out he was corrupt. And he runs a polling agency at the University of Virginia. I don't mean corrupt, he's taking money or he's doing any of that. He has an agenda. And pollsters can't have an agenda. All right, you can't. So he hates Trump. But his outfit puts out a poll today that doesn't have anything to do with Trump. Has to do with Americans and how they see the government. Very provocative poll. 2,000 registered voters. First question, situation in America is that I would favor red or blue states seceding from the Union and forming their own separate country. Trump voters, 41. Biden voters, 30. All right? So a lot of Trump voters want to secede, according to Larry Sabato, who I don't trust. Second question, democracy is no longer a viable system and America should explore alternative forms of government to ensure stability and progress. Trump voters, 31, Biden voters, 24. So most Americans say democracy is okay. That's good. Now, here's the most provocative question. People who support the Republican or Democratic Party and its ideologies have become so extreme in what they want that it's acceptable to use violence to stop them. Violence in the political arena. Trump voters, 38. Biden voters, 41. More progressive liberals would use violence than conservatives. That's interesting. Final question, the ends justify the means. Any action taken by my preferred political party is acceptable if it achieves our goals. Any action. Donald Trump voters, 31. Biden voters, 21. Okay, there it is. University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Meanwhile, household wealth is going up in the USA. The average American home has $193,000 in assets. That includes your house, your real estate. Okay? That is up 37% from 2020. Big jump. Why? It's because the home prices have jumped up so much. It's a paper gain. And the low interest rates that we had under Trump spurred that because a lot of people went in to buy homes. Now, high interest rates under Biden, that's coming down. So I'll predict that in 24, the household wealth will go down. This is on paper. And your house is your biggest investment. Poverty rates in California. So this is a fascinating story, even if you don't live in California. This comes from the California Budget and Policy Center, okay? So they study poverty. And 16% of Californians live in poverty, okay? That means they have an income less than, I think it's $26,000 for the family of four in that zone. All right? So 16%, that's up from 11% in 21 when Biden took over. So since Biden been president, 5% more Californians live in poverty. This is driven by Latinos. The rate of poverty in that group jumped from 13 to 22% since Biden's in office. Why? Migrants, open borders. People don't have anything. That's why. Remember, Donald Trump was Remain in Mexico policy. Millions of people, as soon as Biden got elected, in the country. A lot of them went to California. Boom. Latino poverty goes through the roof. Black poverty also doubled, all right, to 17% from 7.5% under Trump. So yeah, this is staggering. Now, why did black poverty double? This is just a guess from me, but an educated guess. Narcotics. California has been flooded with hard drugs, and they're cheap. Buy your heroin, your methamphetamine, your cocaine, your fentanyl, cheap. Can't work. You're addicted to drugs. Can't work. 600,000 homeless in the USA, 450,000 are drug addicts. Okay, so that's why California is in such bad shape. And Gavin Newsom's going to run for president on that? Violent crime skyrocketing in California because poverty drives crime. That's why. So almost every state in the union has had a violent crime decrease, but not California. All right? This is according to FBI stats just released. Statewide in 19, California arrested 2019. 1,063,000 people. 1,063,000 people in California were arrested in 2019. Okay? 2022, 775,000 people were arrested. Now, when you're not going to arrest criminals, crime is going to go up. Okay? All you restorative justice people, you got it? That's what's driving the violent crime in it. RFK Jr. wants reparations for everybody, all blacks, every African-American, everyone. Here's what RFK Jr. says, quote, these programs complement direct redress payments or tax credits to the descendants of the victims of Jim Crow and other victims of persecution. Okay, that's everybody. That's me. My family got booted off its land in County Cab in Ireland. Two twin 16-year-old boys got put on a death ship out of come over to Brooklyn. I guess I'm going to get some money. Everybody's been the victim of persecution at one time in history or another. Everybody. So RFK Jr. wants to give tax money to everybody because of persecution. There you go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Smart life. Okay. You got a pen and paper, whip it out right now. So one of the big research projects in America is fighting dementia. The people get older and they lose it. My mother did. Okay. I saw it. And there's a lot of studying being done. But one of the most interesting studies comes out of the University of Edinburgh in Scotland and some university in Zurich, Switzerland. They combine. And they say, if you play golf, but don't use the dopey cart and walk the course, okay, that will prevent dementia or delay it. Okay. Because you're walking with the golf clubs. All right. So that's good. That's robust exercise. But this is a bunch of bull. Golf is fine. I mean, you want to play golf, you want to walk around a course, good. That's very healthy for you to do, unless you're a terrible golfer, because then you get high blood pressure. But I'm going to give you the O'Reilly now tips for delaying, and it all has to do with DNA. You all know that. You inherit this stuff, and there's nothing you can do about that. But you can delay it, all right? And here's what you do. First thing is reading. If you read a book a week and you're a senior citizen, that really going to help you. You start with Killing the Witches and do all the other 12 killing books. That's really going to help you. The second thing is joining a discussion group to talk about movies or books or politics or sports. It doesn't matter. Once a week you meet somewhere and you play poker, have a poker group, okay? But you're flying back and forth with opinions and quips, and that's really important. If you guys can do that, organize that. So you read, go see films, turn to classic movies, whatever it may be, and then you discuss stuff. Keeps your mind moving, all right? So those are the top two. And then we have exercise. That's the golf thing. And the exercise, look, I mean, I take the Terra dog out 4 times a day. Okay, and sometimes I can't, so I got somebody else doing it, but that's the Terra Dog schedule. And I push the Terra Dog's looking at me like, okay, enough walk. I said, no, we got to do another couple of laps. That keeps me, you know, because I'm doing mind work all day and I got to get out there. But you can join a gym, swimming is the best, exercise. You don't do it every day, 2-3 days a week, that's fine. And finally, cut out the bad food. The bad food is going to bring on dementia. And I'm talking about fast food and sugar and garbage. And you know, don't do that. Once in a while, I got pizza once a week. Okay. Not going to put me in the ozone layer. But I never go to the fast food drive-in window ever. Because that's terrible. And the sugar, you know, I do 3 desserts a week, okay? And I try to make them kind of moderate desserts. And because I got to stay sharp. I mean, you know, I'm a senior citizen. I guess that I get the discount. So I guess I am. But I got to stay on it, you know? And those things have worked for me. So. Smart Life. Saturday Night Live was going down a drain, but it made a little bit of a comeback last Saturday in its season opener, 49th season. And it got about 5 million viewers. Not bad. But I was perusing it because I know some of the people over there. And I came across a segment on the weekend update thing that I was pretty surprised. Go.
California has become the first state in the country to enact ebony alerts to help find missing black children. And I'll save you some time. They're not with their fathers. Oh, you like that? Well, here's another. I can't wait. California has become, I like that we restate it. California has become the first state in the country to issue ebony alerts when a black child goes missing. Uh-huh. And hopefully the police find them before I do.
Those are some rough jokes, Colin.
Can you imagine any other program doing those, saying that? And it was funny. But not a word. Nowhere. Not a word. But I would bring it to your attention. This day in history, October 19th, 1781, the siege of Yorktown in Virginia comes to an end, and the Americans beat the king and the British army 2 years ago today, October 19th, 1781. So here's what happened. George Washington pinned Cornwallis' British army to the Virginia coast. The French finally came in on our side. They had the fleet blocking any relief or retreat for the British, and the British surrendered. And that was it for the Revolutionary War. 7 years that war took to win. 7 years. Okay? And we didn't get a peace treaty for 2 years after Yorktown. So British casualties at Yorktown, 8,600 dead. You know how many colonists, Washington's army? 389. Why? Because cannon, if you go to Yorktown, you should. We had the cannons on a higher end, boom, 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 boom. So 8,600 British dead and Americans 389. Yorktown surrendered 242 years ago today. All right, mail, final thought coming right up. Let's go to the mail. Margarita Eckert, Clayton, Delaware. I'm a registered Republican. I'm so upset with the party about the speaker vote that I'm leaving. I will be an independent. Good for you. I'm an independent. Ann Grubler, Scottsdale, Arizona. The Republicans have been so childish. It's time to switch parties. How can Congress look Americans who supported them in the face and cause all the chaos? I don't know. I mean, it's not my bailiwick, but Republicans are not doing themselves any good. James, Bill, once again, you are correct. The super rich will continue to support any Democrat with millions of dollars. Conservatives are so divided. If we do not unite together, the Democrats will win again. They're going to have the money. They're going to have the money. Cicely Gold, Brazelton, Georgia. Egypt is not as stupid as us. We allow terrorists in through the southern border. Egypt will not. Egypt's got plenty of terrorists, just so you know. The Islamic Brotherhood is centered in Cairo. The Egyptian secret police are very tough on jihadists. But Egypt isn't going to light any fuses in this area because there's a lot of militant Islamists living in Egypt. Dan Mag, Valparaiso, Indiana. What's to stop the terrorists from using a nuke on Israel? Well, the main thing is they don't have a nuke. That's what would stop them. But that's why Iran is trying to get one. That's what that is all about. Judy, a great tip to tip 20%. I do that too. I worked as a waitress. It is hard work being on your feet constantly and dealing with John Q. Public. Three of my four kids waited tables as well. My kid is a waiter. I forced him to do it. He makes really good money, but I wanted him to do it. And he's a great waiter. But you know, that is such good training. Boy. Gary Pickering, Windham, New Hampshire. Thank you for the No Spin News. I watched you for years on Fox. Only recently discovered that you are continuing your role as a journalist. The quality of your program, top-notch. Every time I listen, I feel like I'm home. You know, it's funny to me, after 6.5 years, that still the majority of Americans don't know we're here. Which is why I hope you guys will give concierge and premium membership as gifts. Because I don't know what else to do. I'm everywhere. I'm on News Nation, 300 radio stations. The book is number 2. I mean, we get the message out. But half the country doesn't even know we're here. And, you know, like Gary, they find us and they go, oh, this is good compared to what you got on the tube. Whoa. And this is not a podcast, by the way. This is a broadcast. There's a big difference. All right, I mentioned Killing the Witches, holding firm, tough, big bestseller. We hope you check it out. Best Halloween book ever, with apologies to Edgar Allan Poe. And then we have the Fall Madness Bundle, Killing the Legends, Killing the Killers. Very apropos now, Killing the Killers. Any mug of your choice, $42.95. Tremendous deal. You can give them away for gifts. You can keep them for yourself, whatever you want to do. And remember, we're on Facebook and we're on YouTube and Twitter or X. We're everywhere. And the Twitter thing, it's at Bill O'Reilly. And just check us out on Facebook and where else? YouTube, Instagram, and Threads. Like, I know what that is. I don't know. All right, we'll be back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, final thought of the day. Amazon hires reviewers, and one of them read Killing the Witches. Go.
I want to tell you what I liked and didn't like about this book. First of all, it was so necessary. The Salem witch hunt probably, in my opinion, was one of the most brutal aspects of American history, and it needs to not be forgotten. I feel like the author, Bill, gave us new details and gave us a different perspective on what exactly happened. And it was pretty extraordinary, just a couple of girls and this whole thing. Anyway, you gotta read it. Then later on, it goes into the basis for the exorcism movie. I'm more interested in the history because I know it sounds cliche, but truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, but the exorcist movie is history because 9 people died during the filming of the exorcist movie. Did you know that? 9 people associated with the film died. Boo. We got all the documentation. That's at the end. And it ties into witches because both deal with demonic possession. Anyway, appreciate the review. And we hope you check out Killing the Witches. And we thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News Tonight. New column Sunday. And we'll see you on Monday.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.